This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Tony Gorman. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is in Colorado today to rally support for his effort to qualify for the ballot here. He will need thousands of signatures to let voters vote for him in November. Supporter Giselle Massey hopes to help him get there.
I will be walking around downtown Evergreen. I will be at the library. I will be on the overpass. And I will probably spend some time down in Denver.
Colorado lawmakers increased the number of signatures needed for unaffiliated presidential candidates to get on the ballot after 2020, when rapper Kanye West was able to qualify by gathering just 9 signatures and paying a $1,000 fee. Governor Jared Polis vetoed 6 bills on Friday. They included a measure that would have held construction companies accountable for wage theft committed by subcontractors. The bill was a marquee policy for House Democrats, who touted it as a way to ensure builders keep a closer eye on how subcontractors treat their workers. Polis said the policy could unfairly punish firms for misdeeds they had no way of being aware of. And the Nuggets face a pivotal playoff game today in Denver to determine if their season will continue. The team plays the Minnesota Timberwolves. The winner will continue on to the Western Conference Championship. This is CPR News and KRCC.